Woody joined the Merchant Marines with two friends, Cisco Houston and Jim Longy. During World War II, he was on three ships, two of which were torpedoed in the Merchant Marines, and then he was drafted and went into the Army the day Germany surrendered. So Woody served, and he served the country because he loved it. But at the same time, one story that I love telling, Nora Guthrie, Woody's daughter, and I were one evening in New York City years ago with Jim Longy, three of us sitting up in a restaurant eating, visiting. Jim said, "Woody, one night we were in the bottom of the ship because they had to go down to the bottom to sleep." Woody was there and said, "Hey, did you read my novel? Librarians have classified Bound for Glory as an autobiography, but it isn't. It's an autobiographical novel. And Woody should be studied in college and in high school as a great writer." But anyway, he said, we were there. It was dark. And Woody said, "Hey, did you read my book?" And Jim said, "Yeah, and it's great." He said, "Well, you know, sometimes I think what my mother had, I have. If I do, only Jesus can help me." And Jim said, "Woody, I didn't know you were religious." Woody said, "Yeah, I like them all. I just don't have a favorite. But my favorite people in history were Jesus Christ and Will Rogers." Now, does that sound like a communist? And a man against this country? He was religious. Woody was an extremely well-read man, and I have decided that I think he had a photographic memory. And I also believe that Woody was one of these, like LBJ and others, they could take a 20-minute nap, work 3 hours, take a 20-minute nap, because all of Woody's friends said he'd work all night long writing.
Did you get to be around him at all, Woody Guthrie?
Oh, no, I never met him. He was hospitalized, and he died October 3rd, 1967. But by 1960, he was basically hospitalized and out of it. And I didn't have any money to go up and see him. But I interviewed some of his friends. One thing, when Phyllis and I and the family, their two daughters at that time, were living in California, back in the spring of 57, there was a Pete Seeger concert at the Wilshire Theater in Beverly Hills, and I knew about Pete at that time. So we went, and afterwards, I went up and told Pete that I was from Oklahoma and I loved Woody Guthrie, and we have been friends ever since. In turn, I just didn't have the money, but got back to Okemah and interviewed one of his very close friends, and I think I'm the only one who interviewed him, but there were a lot of people who did not want to talk about Woody at that time. But I met his brother, Roy, older brother, knew him, and Roy's widow still living. Woody's sister, Mary Jo, lives in Seminole. She's pushing close to 90 now and has a manuscript that should be published, but takes a lot of money to publish what she has. I've tried to help her find a publisher, and I'm still trying. And Marjorie, Arlo's mother. Arlo's a good friend. We've known him since he was a teenager.
Arlo, the son of Woody.
Arlo Guthrie. When they were filming Bound for Glory, United Artists flew us out. Because prior to that, they sent David Carradine. He and his daughter, Calista, were here in this house. It seemed like 3 years during 1 week. They sent him here to learn how Oklahomans talk. And Lord of mercy, I can tell stories about David Carradine here. But anyway, we're out for the filming and met Woody's first wife, Mary. And he had one daughter surviving at that time, Susan. We met her, and she was in the stages of Huntington's. His two daughters and his son, Will Rogers Guthrie. All three are dead. Two daughters from Huntington's like Woody, and the son in a car wreck. And Woody knew they died. His first daughter with Marjorie, Arlo's mother, and Woody's second wife in New York City. Marjorie was a dancer with the Martha Grand troupe. That daughter died from fire. And then Woody's third family, one daughter, died in a car wreck at the age of 18. Three children of eight children survive. That's Arlo, Jody, who lives in California, and Nora, who runs the Woody Guthrie Foundation in New York City. But my point is, Marjorie is the one we met. Marjorie used to fly into Tulsa. I would pick her up at the airport, and she was pushing Congress and the medical world to start studying Huntington's disease. It was called Huntington's chorea at that time. I drove her around Oklahoma, and since it was a closet disease, I would sit in the car while she would visit with a family with Huntington's, or if it were in a hotel or motel, I'd sit down in the lobby and she'd go to the room and visit with them. I don't think I ever met any family that had Huntington's, but this state had many families with Huntington's. I say Woody brought Huntington's out of the closet, but it was Marjorie who opened the door. I'm proud to say she was a very good friend. They called and said she's dying, and I flew up and was there with her 3 days before she died. She died of cancer, and she came out of a coma long enough to have a little visit. So I can say, no, I did not meet Woody physically, but I met him intellectually and family-wise.
Yeah, sure did.